Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. It's Amy. Can you hear me?
Oh, hey, Amy. Yeah.
All right. I don't know why the extension doesn't work.
Yeah, that's weird. I'll have to figure
that
out.
Have you been able to call other people over here by extension?
No, I don't think I've ever actually done that.
Okay. All right. I know the extensions work within here, within this office, but yeah, maybe something I'll look into later.
Yeah, I'll play with it.
Okay. So for youth trans, I see that they're going with the IBIS approval of
yes.
$15,400 over 5 months. So we get the chance to participate in any IBIS or MCC approvals. So that's basically our chance to like put in some money. And, you know, if the merchant performs well, then that money gets invested. And Bank of Cardiff makes a little bit more money on top of that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so when we make participation decisions, we'll usually, like the credit people, will get in touch with the rep and just ask some questions to see, like, you know, if the merchant's desperate, what they're planning on using the money for, and just your overall feeling on the customer.
Okay, yeah.
So in this case, I don't really know what the merchant does. Like, I looked at their website. I see that they do some, like, driver's education classes. They also offer, like, transportation, courier
yeah.
services. Can you explain to me, like, what they do, actually?
So, yeah, primarily, they started off, it was just, like, transportation. So they would, like, drive, like, kids to meet their parents for, like, kind of, like, the court-arranged meetings.
Okay.
And then they've, like, since expanded. So at first it was just, like, the family transportation type thing. Then they expanded into doing, like, a courier service. So you can, you know, like, contract them to deliver your stuff. And then they started doing driver's ed. She's just trying to find every little angle to do stuff with.
Okay. So, like, her customers then, are they people that are... like dealing with the court system, is that why?
You know, I think
like
at first
focus is?
Yeah, at first that's what it was. I think since then she tried to branch out to just like overall like family like transportation, so like take your kids to practice, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
And then I think then she started doing the courier, and then they added the driver's ed.
Okay. And then they also have, like, a balance with OnDeck, about 70K, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the terms of that loan?
I do. Yeah, and she was actually, once she spoke to us, she was actually trying to talk to OnDeck to refi it, or to, like, get different terms, and I don't think it worked out for her.
Okay.
But she has, for that one, for OnDeck, it was, let's see, 378 daily payments.
Uh-huh.
Which, I don't know how long that is. It's like, what, 18 months maybe?
Yeah, because if it's about 300 daily payments, probably a longer term, and if they're only at 70K. I didn't see when that initial deposit was made, and I think we had banks going back to November, so that loan must have started like a while ago, maybe even last summer, fall, or something.
Yeah, let me see if I have the date on that. I don't think that I do. Okay. I know that the original loan amount was $95,000.
Okay.
And, I don't know if it matters, but like the total payback was like $131,000.
Yeah, that helps. So did you say that she tried to go to OnDeck to renew or something, and they weren't paid in enough?
Exactly that. Exactly that.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And then last question is, do you know, like, what she plans on doing with this loan? It's kind of a small amount, so is this going to help with, like, payroll or some operating stuff? Do you know what she's going to do with the funds exactly?
Yeah, when I originally spoke to her, her primary goal was to just pay off the OnDeck one because she didn't like the terms of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I told her, like, we had to do extra cash on top, and she was like, well, yeah, I can use it to expand, get another van, something like that. She didn't have a definite plan, so actually when I kind of gave her the second position loan, I wasn't expecting her to go for it, but she absolutely jumped at it.
Okay. So for a second vehicle for transportation or something?
That she threw that out there kind of almost like a, like it's a possibility. Like she didn't have a definite plan. I mean, I didn't push her too much on what the funds were for at that point.
Right.
I got the feeling that she has multiple areas that she could use it.
Mm-hmm.
But she did mention that she could use another another van.
Okay. Do you know if, like, from your opinion, talking to this customer, do you think she's kind of desperate for the money? Like, was she calling you a lot and asking for updates or, you know, wanting more money?
The pretty much all of our interaction over the past couple of days since I gave her the terms has just been by email, but every time she asks me when the funds will be deposited, so it seems like she's pressed for it.
Okay. Okay. So she's just been asking, like, when the funds are going to hit her account?
Every single time I talk to her, she asks, when can we fund it?
Okay. These are good notes. They kind of give us, you know, a perspective of whether or not this is a good customer to invest in and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then just curious, like, I saw that with the bank statements, her deposits are very volatile. So that just means, like, you know, one month she has one deposit, the next month she gets, like, seven deposits. They're kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you know how she gets paid by chance for her business? Like, how she collects money from customers or if there's, like, another entity? I saw some, like, disbursements from a different bank account.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But when she did send over... Let me take a look here real quick. She did send over, it was kind of like a proof of payment for her mortgage, and it looked like it was from another account that the payments were going from. But the mortgage, she said it's not paid by the business, so I don't think that account is necessarily tied to the business.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay. All right, that's all I need for right now. Thank you for your time. Appreciate
it. Okay, yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.